Ian, now a post-tropical cyclone. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. After making a second U.S. landfall Friday north of Charleston, South Carolina,
Ian has moved off into the inland areas, but we are still getting some gusts of winds and tens of thousands of people remain without power. Charleston missed a bullet in this storm. There was some flooding in town, but to the north of this city, between here and Myrtle Beach, much harder hit, particularly Pawleys Island, where there were some deep water rescues.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Charleston. The storm is still packing 50-mile-an-hour winds, now bringing heavy rain and the potential for flash flooding into North Carolina. Recovery efforts from the storm continue in Florida. Jay Carter of the volunteer response group, the Cajun Navy.
We are currently in rescue mode. We're trying to rescue. There's still people out there. It has changed from so much of a life safety kind of rescue into just people can't get to supplies, food, water, medical.
At least 27 deaths in Florida have been blamed on the storm. That number is expected to rise. More than 1 million customers who'd lost power in the storm have it back on.
California will stop.
The Democrat-led House gave California.
And the main outages are, of course, in Lee and Charlotte counties have the most, as well as Hardy. But then you also have about half out in Collier. You have about half out in Sarasota.
It's Governor Ron DeSantis. There are nearly 1.4 million customers who are still in the dark. North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. Response to this week's joint military drills between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. Russia's President Putin has signed treaties to annex parts of Ukraine after what the West calls sham referendums. Russia using its veto power to stop the U.N. Security Council from condemning the move. Wall Street ends the month sharply lower, the Dow losing 500 points, NASDAQ down 161. The S&P 500 closed 54 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Congress ringing out the old fiscal year by approving a temporary spending bill.
The Democrat-led House gave final approval to a continuing resolution extending government funding into the middle of December and providing billions of dollars in Ukrainian aid. Most House Republicans voted no, arguing the spending bill does not address inflation or the border crisis. Democrats rallied around the proposal after a provision fast-tracking a pipeline and other energy projects was dropped by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden signed the funding bill to keep the government operating. After a nine-day trial, a Navy judge has found a sailor not guilty of setting the fire that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego in 2020, that is. Prosecutors charged the 19-year-old Ryan Sawyer Mays with arson, claiming he was upset at not making them Navy SEALs. There was no physical evidence tying Mays to the fire. A Navy report last year concluded the fire that destroyed the $1.2 billion amphibious assault ship was preventable. More than 20 senior officers and Mays were disciplined. New law in California will make the state a haven for gender-affirming care for minors.
California will stop health providers from sharing information with out-of-state entities if it's related to gender-affirming care for young people. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed the measure into law this week. It takes effect next year. It's in reaction to suggestions from some Texas leaders and other conservatives that gender-affirming care for minors is child abuse. The procedure can include hormone and, in some cases, surgical treatment to change a teenager's physical appearance to better match their gender identity. Critics suggest such procedures should not be available to minors. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.